for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Dude, he should have started his own network. He could compete with O. He is the Oprah of black men.
It'd be the show. It'd be the show Oprah network, dude.
It would.
Steve Harvey. Oh, I don't know why it'd be O. No, it'd be the Shin. Steve Harvey.
But he could show his other show too, right? He's got that one show.
The Steve Harvey Show.
The Steve Harvey Show.
Yeah. He's got a movie based on his life, I found out by watching the Family Feud.
Who played him? Louis Gossett Jr.?
No. It was Kenan Thompson.
Louis Gossett Jr. wouldn't do a bad job.
You don't think?
I don't think he would do a bad job.
I don't think he'd do a bad job. I don't think that guy would do a bad of a job. What do you think, Flames? Lou Gossett Jr.? Playing Steve Harvey?
That's the last movie that guy did.
Yeah, but I think Steve Harvey's younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can do a lot with like makeup and shit. You'd be surprised.
Plus Lou Gossett.
Just have Martin do it.
Martin.
Isn't he dead?
Huh?
Martin is only dead in his head.
Lou Gossett Jr. pushing 80s.
Louis is?
I don't like.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
There
of
he is,
Martin,
dude.
But
he could play Montel's
grandpa.
He could play Steve Harvey's dad, and Steve Harvey would be brothers with Montel.
Meow.
And
meow.
Then you'd have Byron Allen in there.
He's making a comeback in the comedy scene.
Dude, fucking A. He had some huge stars on there the other day. Byron Allen.
John Lovitz was on there a week ago or so. That's the only one I didn't delete without watching.
Is that the same guy that was on Real People?
I believe it was.
What?
Wow.
Byron Allen on Real People.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Black
what?
Guy?
What?
Was he a black guy?
Yeah, he's still black.
Well, I would hope so.
He's still black, dude.
I mean, I hope he didn't go through the Michael Jackson deal.
You know, Byron Allen, not a lot of people know that he was brothers with Gigi.
I think that was just a bad anal bleaching job.
Ooh, they bleached everything except his butthole.
Guess where Byron Allen was born.
Where?
In the hood. We're doing it. Wow. Have you been practicing again?
Mm-mm.
Okay, do it now. Oh, wait, no. Hey, everybody, it's Friday, and we're fucking listening to some Black Sabbath with Dio. We're going to heaven, and then we're going to hell. Yes. Terry, it's Terry and Gatch's Comedy Show.
I always wondered, though, speaking of Dio, where's the Midnut Sea?
Midnut Sea?
Yep. Is that, like, over by Europe?
No, it's right next to the Taint Islands. It's right in the Midnut Sea.
The Midnut Sea!
Yeah. Have you ever been caught up in the Midnut Sea?
No, I have not. Thank goodness.
It's a bummer, dude.
It is.
I got caught up in the Midnut Sea one time.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, turned my balls blue.
Oh.
Speaking of blue balls, welcome to Friday, everybody. I'm kind of pissed right now. I waited and didn't even tell you guys when I got here. I left a little early, got here a little late. Because I went to the fucking head shop, High Tide Smoke Shop, which they've always done me right. Looked on the internet before I left home to make sure they're open till 9 o'clock.
Huh?
I got there at 7:10, and they had a sign on there that said closed, open ASAP.
And they had like, sappy?
The lights were on, but they had some fucking curtains hanging up and shit. I was pissed, you know? Mm. You don't say you're open and then not be open.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't have any way to tell them. I don't know.
We'll be back ASAP.
Yeah, how soon is that? As soon as possible.
Yep. What if they, you know, I left a note on my door one time, I'll be home as soon as possible, and I was sailing around the world.
How possibly fast could you get home?
You know, as fast as possible.
Yeah.
I was going to get home.
So So this will be the true test of whether the wife ever listens to this show when I'm not listening to it. I don't always listen to it, but sometimes when I do, it's with her, so I don't feel so narcissistic. Because she goes, I like listening to it. Well, see, we got a new pipe with that fucking gift certificate I was telling you guys about.
Oh, yeah.
I took it over to the car wash after thinking I shouldn't take it to the car wash because it'll probably get broke. And it got broke. At victim's practice the other day. And it was a free pipe, you know, but it was a $25 free pipe. I'm going to replace it. I'm going to tell her. She's just been having enough stuff to deal with lately. So, baby, if you're listening to this episode, sorry, I broke the pipe. What better way to tell you than with a group of 40 or 50 people who will be listening to this right now? Yep. And speaking of 40 or 50 people who are listening right now, I need each and every one of you guys to do us a favor and get on the internet right now and send us a dollar. We need some
$1.
Because if everyone would just give us a dollar, I'll probably be solved for a month.
Yeah.
And our problems are that we don't really have a lot of money. And we love doing this.
And we love doing this and for you guys,
and
for
you,
the listeners.
I think you love hearing it. I know at least three people who love hearing it. So,
mm-hmm.
And now here's the deal. If everybody that's listening right now doesn't send a dollar, then you haven't done your part. And there's a chance that you won't ever hear us again.
No, just a dollar. That's all we're looking for.
I mean, you'll hear us. You'll hear us on Monday and probably next week. But
good Lord and four quarters.
Who knows, man?
Isn't that a rap thing?
No quarter. Good Lord and four quarters?
Yeah, good Lord and four quarters.
That could be. Have you ever heard that, Flames?
Good Lord and a quarter.
Flames is here with us.
Four quarters?
Good Lord and four quarters.
Good Lord.
Oh, good Lord and a quarter.
I heard of that.
It might even be a Mondegreen for
good
all
Lord
I know.
And four quarters is still a full fucking thing. Four quarters is a hole.
I've heard of four quarters.
I've heard of no quarter.
Man.
I had that no when I went to the vending machine and I was pissed because I had no quarter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that on your turntable?
No quarter? I used to have a quarter on top of my cartridge that holds my needle to make it not skip.
No, I'm talking about that album, No Quarter.
No, that's just a song, I think.
What? I thought they later on did an album.
Maybe. No. It's on Houses of the Holy.
Yeah, but I thought later didn't like Plant and Page do an album that was...
Oh, that was No 50 Cent Piece. Was what that... Or No Nickels.
That was weird.
No Nickels.
Oh, it was Page and Plant Don't Take No Wooden Nickels.
I seen that tour.
Yeah, was that with Cody on the drums? Cody something?
No,
Cody
Sheen? Some guy from...
From Texas.
No, from Portland, Oregon.
Well,
and
what
then
do you
they
know?
Had a
Portland.
Yeah, and then they had the Portland Harmonic
Castronova.
They had the Portland Harmonic Symphony.
Wow.
No Quarter is a live album by Jimmy Page and Robert Plant.
Well, there you go.
Both formerly the English rock band Led Zeppelin. It was released by Atlantic Records.
I thought it was No Wooden Nickel, sorry.
Yeah, because they did play that song.
I bet. Mm-hmm. They probably played more than that.
That was
I love the chorus when they sing about two nickels and a dime.
Yeah. They opened up with thank you.
Isn't that the one with the weird effect on his voice? And it's like...
I don't know. You could play me a Led Zeppelin song and I wouldn't know the name of it.
Ah, you could tell me anything. Mm-hmm. Anything I'll believe.
But I know a lot of... I know probably all their songs.
Yeah? All? Yeah. All, like all my love, or all of my love.
All of my love.
All of oil, my love.
Yep. You know, that was, that came out when they got reunited in 94.
With Peaches and Herb?
Mm-hmm, they did. They did, so, and did you you remember they didn't even tell John Paul Jones that they were getting back together?
Yeah, he was too busy making deals with Dave Grohl to kill Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was, dude.
Do you know
he was like, what's going to happen? I'll get him to kill Kurt Cobain, then I'll be in a popular young band 20 years later.
Yeah, we'll get Josh Homme in on it somehow.
Yummy.
Yep. Josh Homme.
Yeah.
Shami Homme.
He said he wasn't even unhappy. He wasn't even happy that they named the album No Quarter, because that song was like mostly his work.
Yeah, it was.
Robert Plant?
No.
No, John Paul
Jones.
Oh, because of the
Pope
keys
John Paul.
And stuff. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
The keyboards
Pope
and stuff.
Paul Jones.
Paul Jones the Third.
Pope John Paul Jones.
Sounded good live, though.
Yeah. He was a multi-instrumentalist and one of the geniuses of the group that a lot of people overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Poor John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones.
Pope John Paul Thorne.
It debuted at number 4 on the Pop Charts album.
Really? On the Pope charts? Mm-hmm. On the Pope John Paul Jones charts? Yep.
Yeah. It even got some Accolades.
Wow. I've had some Accolades one time.
Best, number 14, best Metal Hammer album of 1994. You ever read Metal Hammer?
Mm. Yeah. I got some Accolades for being the 9th best out of 37 comics.
Right on. Ever driving an Escalade?
An Escalade.
No, I was with an Africana Maricani. He was listening to 50 Cent. And No Quarter by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Speaking of which, did you know it's Clitoris Awareness Week?
Oh, they get a whole week. We waited until Friday to tell you guys because, you know, you still got the weekend to flick that shit. My friend Mike McGowan says, usually in his set, and it's kind of awkward when there's lots of ladies, he said he'll flick your clit like a piece of popcorn all night long. He'll flick it like a piece of popcorn, which is weird. Do you flick pieces of popcorn?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of how I flick pieces with the thumb. So you're like, with the thumb, like popping it straight up in the air.
And usually it flies off if you flick it.
Because I ain't flicking it like that.
Well, that's not how you should be. Yeah, that ain't clit flicking. What's your etiquette on clit flicking?
Yeah.
Like popcorn.
Like, do you
hold... I do with my tongue.
Well, that's possible too, but I'm talking about... I guess you can flick something with your tongue.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's a flicker.
Not like, I don't know how you flick popcorn,
because
though.
Flick includes lick in it, so tongue should be one of the main things that's doing it. But
I've tossed popcorn up in the air, you know, to catch it, flicked it in the air.
I thought you said you were going to say you'd toss popcorn into a clitoris before.
You just pretend you're a reptile.
Hit the clit with popcorn. That's a new popular game amongst all the kids.
And you can ask two different people like Jerry Seinfeld and Marshall Mathers how to pronounce it. Jerry Seinfeld's going to say clitoris.
You know how I know those two people are the same two Mathers people? Mathers
going to say
pussy. You know how I know those are the same people? Because I've never seen them in a room together.
Marshall and Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry Mathers.
I don't mind watching.
He's Jerry Mathers from the fucking Leave It to Beaver.
I enjoy Seinfeld. A good Seinfeld. The puppy one was on the other day.
Oh, you can't wear the... Oh, that had low talker on it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was. That was the one with low talker. Did I agree with that?
What is the deal?
I'm not wearing that.
It's a puffy shirt.
Yeah. It doesn't look that bad.
He was on something. Oh, he was on the fucking pilot. Not pilot, but the season premiere of Louie.
What was the deal with that?
Dude, it was fucking hilarious. So he sees Louie in a bar, and he says, "Hey, Louie.
Sure.
Could you open for me? I'm doing a benefit up at the Hamptons. It's a big, nice thing. It's a benefit. Tom Papa had
Sounds
to cancel
great.
At the last minute." He's like, I guess. So he shows up.
He told me, David.
On time, but late, because he's got there at 5 o'clock when he's supposed to start. He shows up in a t-shirt and jeans. It's a black tie. It's in the
Hamptons. Sure.
He's like, "Louie. It's in the Hamptons. Come on. What did you think? Just wear a t-shirt?" He's like, "No, get up there and do some stuff." And he was like, just bombed. It was horrible. But it was funny because Jerry was like being serious and trying to be an actor. He was playing a serious part.
He took acting classes.
He still went like that.
Sure.
"Louie, what are you doing? I said the Hamptons. Why don't you wear a shirt?
Don't." What's the deal with Elaine?
Pretty good, though. I like the first two episodes.
He's all over these days, man. Talk about oversaturation.
Louis Seacake?
No, I was talking about Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
I was being sarcastic, though.
That's okay. He's a high
I was being funny because he was way over celebrated back in the day with the Seinfeld days. Not that it wasn't a great show, but, I mean, he was everywhere then.
I'm getting an incoming call from somebody who I don't know, so I'm not going to answer it. It's a 503 number.
Send them to the Midnight Sea.
Midnight. After midnutting. It's just like right in your midnight. Yep.
You ever watch Jeopardy?
I don't very often, but I have.
When you do, how many questions on average do you get right?
Maybe one.
One?
Yeah. Unless I just happened to get lucky.
Sometimes, you know, it's like a good movie category, and you'll know, like, a good category.
But 18th century war.
But there's never, like, a time where I get, like, one in every category on the board.
Potent potables. I don't do too good on that.
Potent potables.
Yeah.
And quote and quotables.
Or,
And, potpourri. D.
The
analgize.
Yeah. Starts with V.
I mean, analogies. I don't get the...
Analgize.
It says titties. I see it right there. It's like, no. It says titles. It says titles, Sean. Oh, it says titties.
It's been Battle of the Decades this week.
So that
battling of the
fucking
decades.
Championship dude who gets like 98% of all questions right all the time. What's his name?
Yep, just easily and casually while he's throwing out jokes in the meantime, man. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty good when you can just throw out jokes. Not even have to think about it. Yep. Just like answering all the questions. I mean... questioning
and
all
he would
the answers.
Talk really fast like this and just run categories, man. Just run categories. Just like run categories. Just, you know, like run categories.
Like a pool shark. He's just running the table.
Mm-hmm. He would. There was a bit there, though, that all three of them, and we're talking the first woman's champion.
Yeah.
Tournament of Champions winner.
Uh-huh.
And then you had the guy that was the winner in the 80s.
Yeah.
And then...
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got Ken Jennings.
Oh.
And those three were all in the red.
Wow.
Yeah, big time.
They were all in the red.
At least a grand.
Mm-hmm. Ken Jennings was like negative 1,400. Uh-huh. The second question goes... Answer is double.
True daily double. I'll go $1,000.
Yeah, and all he had was $200. It was the second question, so he bid it.
What was the firstborn of the?
And then he got it wrong. And then it was all down.
Oh yeah,
there.
Yeah, he got it wrong.
And then he ended up with like $35,000 compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
Damn it!
He just
before finale Jeopardy. You can. I've taken the thing to get on there before, but it is not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to go through 50 questions in like 15 minutes.
You have to be smart.
And then, yeah, it's better to not answer than to answer. So you can't even guess, you know, unless you got a good educated guess. But out of 50 questions, you know, chances are only maybe 6 to 10 are going to be in your wheelhouse of, you know, knowledge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Unless you're just a Ken Jennings freak of nature.
Yeah.
But people can go on there and take it.
Adam's tried out for it and then ended up getting...
I tried out for it online.
And he ended up on Weakest Link.
Mm-hmm.
But...
He wasn't on there, though. He just auditioned for Weakest Link, didn't he?
Yeah, and then they canceled it that year.
I auditioned over the phone for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And then they said, okay, we've got a pool of 80 people, and 40 will be randomly selected by a computer.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get selected, so.
Oh, them bastards.
You also auditioned for that reality show, Celebrity Housewives of New Jersey, wasn't it?
No, it was X-Wife Factor.
X-Wife Factor.
And then they found out I didn't have an ex-wife, and so it was like, how does she factor into it? I was like, she's my ex-wife. It's like, welcome to X-Wife Factor. You are probably the most miserable ex-wife I've ever seen. You show no talent. My name is Simon Cowell. You're exed. You've been exed out.
I'd like to try out for Joker's Wild.
Yeah.
They don't have that anymore.
Oh.
I don't think.
Steve Harvey needs to bring it back.
Hey, when was the last time you ate some fucking Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes?
Yeah, did you used to eat those a lot as a kid?
It's my favorite Eagles song.
Not a whole bunch.
But did you used to, like, everybody
Frosted
used
Flakes.
To always quote the commercial, right?
They're great.
Sure, yeah, they were great.
He died
but
today.
I don't, what?
That guy that does
Lee
that?
Marshall, voice of Tony the Tiger, dies today, which was actually yesterday, but yeah. He was only 64. Moment of silence for the Frosted Flakes, dude. Lee Marshall.
He was great.
He was not great.
That's great.
There.
What about them Spurs, you guys? What about them Spurs?
You think that's where Jeff got his greatness, was Tony the Tiger?
Oh, they're great. Yeah. You go down to Cash House, he's got some great deals.
Dude, that would be great on a commercial.
Hey, Jeff, what kind of deals you got at the Cash House? They're great. That's what kind they are.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Man.
What's up, dude?
Man.
Oh, his tattoo is coming to life. Actually, that's what's happening, dude. Is that a face? Skull?
Yeah.
Is that a... What's on his head?
It's a cross.
A cross?
It's a cross that's been jabbed through the top of his head.
It's across your arm, that's for sure.
And then... Yeah. And then there's an arrow going through the top of his head out through
damn,
the eye
he
socket.
Burnt you, dude, hard.
Did you watch At Midnight with Marc Maron on there?
I did.
Was pretty funny. He had the insult meter on there.
7 Maron points.
Yep. Getting $700.
Yeah.
I watched that one.
It was all right. Points.
I also watched the one. What was the other big one this week? Oh, the one Scott Aukerman on there.
Yeah.
With Rock Scockerman on there.
Somebody fucking turned it off
Hot
after 1 minute. Somebody fucked with my shit.
Yeah. Oh, that one?
Yeah, I didn't get to watch that one. And they don't usually do repeats of that.
He's got a weird sense of humor.
He does. He's goofy.
Pants, dude, speaking of which, dude, I got a list.
I love lists that you have.
I'll get it on there. You know, I read a list the other day, and number one on the list, you know, this was a list of how to make great blog posts that attract people.
Yeah.
And number one on the list was lists.
That's a list at the top of the list.
Yep. All right, I got to look it up first.
I wonder if that's like a lisp.
Yeah. But I wanted to get you all...
tell us about
all
this lisp.
Upset, though.
I'm already upset.
I'll
tell you guys what I'm upset about after we get done talking about these lisps.
All right.
What lisp do you got for me? The lisp.
The 20 best comedy podcasts right now. Yeah. According to Rolling Stone.
Oh, God.
We're on there.
I bet. Here's my guesses for like 3 that might be on there.
All right.
The Nerdist, probably.
Yeah, probably he is.
Of course, What the Fuck. And I bet You Made It Weird. Pete Holmes should be on there because he's gained a little popularity with the talk show. But I don't know about the rest. Probably that one that I can never remember the name of that's like, it's comedy, but it's not really that comedy. And maybe Harmontown. Fuck, I don't know. But yeah, let's hear this. Let's hear this list. You got any guesses, Flames? You listen to a lot of podcasts?
I don't know if Flames has ever listened to a podcast.
I heard Stories on...
I have a CD of podcasts.
Stories on One Leg is on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
After 1 week, it's on number one.
Yeah.
Well, this is turning out so great.
I was in the Dairy Mart today.
Uh-huh.
And a lady came up to me and she said, "Did you do a commercial on YouTube?"
Uh-huh.
And I said, "I got a couple. I did a commercial for TV that's on YouTube." I go, "Was it for a lawyer?" And she goes, "No, it was for abortion." And I said, "Oh yeah, that was a joke." She's like, "I know, it was hilarious." She goes, "That was really funny." I was like, "Oh, thanks." She recognized me in the store.
Oh man,
man,
man, nice.
This isn't working.
What's not working?
How I thought it was going to work.
Do you like when people post on Facebook? OMG, I hate it when people think you're stupid or want you to be.
What?
That really
does that
tells
make
you,
sense?
That doesn't, and it doesn't tell anybody what you're talking about. It's just an open-ended, passive-aggressive troll. Just kidding.
Zip-a-dip-a-pop.
So that didn't work out for you?
No, I clicked on it and then didn't click on it.
Huh. So what are you going to do about that?
I was going to get you all pissed off about Bates Motel.
Dude, I did not like the ending at all.
Why didn't you like about it? I loved it.
What did you love about it?
It was creepier than fuck.
Dude, it wasn't.
It was.
Totally was not.
How was it a creepy one is all...
They just come out and they said he's not lying.
I'm not talking about the very end, but I'm talking about when...
Oh.
It's Dance Mother.
Yeah, that was creepy. You know what else is weird, dude? He's a fucking English-speaking motherfucker, too.
Yep.
He called in.
They're outsourcing our jobs.
Yeah, and so is the chick with the fucking tank. Did you watch After Hours?
The tank.
On Bates Motel, the chick with the fucking...
They brought
the
that back
tank.
After hours. Oh.
No, just at the end of the season, I'm pretty sure. It's just once at the end of the season.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, you're right. I believe that they bring it back for the end of the season, but no.
Yeah, I watched it.
I didn't watch it.
It was pretty. It was all right.
All right. Was it who hosted it?
Some dude I don't know.
All right. Well, then that's good.
But they had Max Terriot, which I found out that's how you pronounce
Max
his
Terriot.
Name.
Terriot.
Terriot. Not Terrio.
Nope. And I thought it was Theriot. But yeah. It was pretty good. They had that Freddie Highmore, who plays Norman, call in from England because he's finishing up his finals at Cambridge.
I'm Norman Bates.
It's weird hearing him talk English.
You didn't. That was a weird when he was in the polygraph room, and his mom was all of a sudden in there. Was he blacking out again? Was that what was going on?
It was just his imagination.
Do you believe what she says? What she said there?
What, that she did it?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think that?
No. She's just there to comfort him, to make him believe it. Because if you believe yourself when you tell a polygraph test, and you believe yourself and think that you're not lying, then you're not going to show that you're lying. Take it from me.
Liar.
I've passed those fuckers before.
How do I know you're not lying right now?
Because I sucked a lot of 3-year-old penises in my life. And I know how to beat off penises. No, I mean, Just forget all that last stuff I said, but I beat a polygraph test because I was telling the truth, but I believed myself. But I've been told that if you believe yourself, even if you're lying, that you know, that's the key. That's the key. That's the key.
Yeah, those are in the court anyway, right?
Oh, yeah, but they can still arrest you.
Sure, of course.
Man.
They can arrest you for anything you want.
Oh, man.
They could arrest you for being arrested if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been arrested for getting arrested?
No, they arrested my development once, though.
They arrested?
It was that disease or that shit that was in the birth control that arrested the development of my right leg.
What's better, Arrested Development the show or Arrested Development the band?
The movie.
Oh, is that coming?
It's supposed to be, but I haven't. It's not out. I don't know. I think the show is better than the band.
Really?
Yep. Because they're not that memorable to me.
Hmm.
Do you like Arrested Development, the band?
What was that hit that they had?
Can't remember. That's why I don't think they're that good.
What was that hit that they had, Flames? Arrested Development.
Quit.
The band?
Seconds. You've never heard of a band called Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Come on. They were around in the 90s.
Late 80s, probably.
I can't think of anything right off the top of my head.
Did you know that Paul Simon was married to Edie Brickell?
Really?
I did. Did you know that?
They just got in trouble for fighting
or
something.
Yeah, they did.
But yeah, I guess she's not aware of too many things.
She is, if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean?
Oh, they did that 5 days and 2 months in the life of whatever. 5 months and 2 days in the life of 3 years.
Did she
five
shoot a bunch of
what
bands
do you do?
At the
shove
stars?
Her into some shallow
hey,
water.
I think they did some Trailer Park Boys shit too. They did one of their videos for Trailer Park Boys, I think.
Did you watch Near Go?
Near
I did. I liked it actually. What'd you think?
So every episode's weird because it always starts over, kind of, doesn't it?
Kind of. Yeah,
at the beginning, they always show a clip from like what happened when the guy was getting frozen in the woods.
Yeah. And then the last one was like...
The series is
he
already
He finds the
twice.
Money. He finds the money and he's like...
Yeah.
God is
Which
real.
Which is weird because now is this going on...
We don't know.
And is it the kind of the different telling of the same story? And now you got like...
Yeah. It makes you think... And I like
Dude,
the way
hard to wrap my head around.
I like the way Billy Bob changed characters and turned into that preacher guy all of a sudden and started talking with his Minnesota accent. You know, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
He had those guys. What was that line that he said?
He's like, "You're making a big mistake."
Yeah,
he's like, "You're going to be saying that later."
Yeah, and he did too, man.
He's like, "Wait, I'm Tom Hanks' son. You're making a big mistake."
I know.
He's like,
"I can't make a big mistake being Tom Hanks' son."
I got this job because of that.
My dad's been on a boat.
He's been stranded on a deserted island.
What's the better Tom Hanks movie, Captain Phillips or Splash?
Sure.
What's the was it Splash or Captain Phillips?
Daryl Hannah. I didn't see Captain Phillips yet.
Captain Phillips.
I want to see Captain Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Wilson. Have you ever had one of those money cards you get from like Walmart or Green Dot or one of those where you, if you don't have a debit card and you need to pay some bills online or something like that? Have you seen those? You ever get those?
The what? PayPal?
No, it's a money card that you can buy at like Walmart. It costs like $3 and you can put
money on.
It's like
you're buying a prepaid
Visa or a MasterCard.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, my daughter gets those.
Uh-huh. So she can purchase things on Amazon.
Right.
Not, right.
And then she got her check direct deposited from her job onto her card. Right? So it's not a bank, but
card. Right. So you're just putting the money available to spend online.
Yeah. So she went to the ATM to get $200 out, and she made the transaction. And then instead of giving her money, it gave a receipt that said error code, blah, blah, blah. And then it still said that she took the $200 out. But she didn't get the $200. So she called and they said, oh, Eric, this, you have to get that cleared up. It should be cleared up in 5 business days. And then they said, and then if it doesn't get cleared up, then you have to file a thing. And you got to wait like 2 weeks and do another thing and thing. That's half for check.
I know,
for
man.
The week.
It sucks.
I know,
I believe it. I feel that way whenever they put like a 2-day hold on a check. You know?
I know. Thanks, man.
But I know, cool. I know this trick for Chase, where I bank. If you go in there and you give them a check, they're not going to give you any cash right away, right?
No.
If you go and you deposit.
They'll give you some.
Not always.
No?
Not always.
Huh.
But they'll always give you some if you have some in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'll give you what you already had in there.
Yeah. But if you go and deposit it into the ATM, you can usually draw a couple hundred out right away. How can we try this again with these 20?
Sure. Yeah,
have
for
you
sure
heard of this podcast, Competitive Erotic Fan Fiction?
I have. Is that Brian Cook that runs that?
Sure.
Is it?
Yep.
Doesn't say? Is it?
Yep.
Fucking A, man. I'm pretty up on the fucking
right,
comedy
scene. So he comes in at number 20.
He's
have
from
you
Seattle.
To that one?
I have not, but they have a lot of live shows about it. They have live shows in Portland a lot, and Brian Cook did a tour with Ian Carmel and Kyle Kinane, and they came to the Level Up Arcade there in Eugene, and Brian Cook was real funny, kind of pissed off comic, but yeah, what they do is you know what fan fiction is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just take it to the next step and make it like
erotic.
Yeah, sure, they make it like a sex book, mm-hmm, like we used to get when kids.
Why not share your stories that you wrote about having sex with Britney Spears?
Yeah. Or Darth
competitively
Vader.
Competitively.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a cool thing. I know that guy, and I'm glad to know that he has lots of ties to Portland and Oregon. And
put your hands together.
Carmen Esposito. Cameron Esposito, correct?
Maybe.
Dude, don't tell me maybe. I know that's it. She started it. Dude, I know that show because Funches was on it. And it's a cool podcast because it's actually just a stand-up. They don't like talk like we do.
Yep.
She says, here's a comic, and he's going to do some stand-up, which I don't know if there's a live studio audience or what. Seems like there would
it's
be.
The cardboard studio audience. That's what I think we should have.
We talked about that on show number 1.
Yep, I believe it.
When we were trying to decide whether we were going to sit down or stand up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, anybody, go back and listen to episode 1. Hans did, and we're coming up on our anniversary. It's this month, isn't it? We can't pass it without knowing it. Hans, when was our first show? May 24th, something like that? We're coming up on a 2-year anniversary.
The Indoor Kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Haven't heard of those guys.
Camille and Geniani.
Okay, well, I should have known. Is he the only one? I like that guy.
Him and his wife.
He's pretty fun. What? You know what I found out? That Jim Gaffigan's wife is his co-writer on all of his material.
Sir?
Yeah, sure. You act like you knew that.
I might have.
Well, see, and I noticed on his new special called Obsessed, which was recently on Comedy Central, that it said written
by... She writes
by,
all the other voices of reason in his head.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no, he's already doing the Hot Pockets thing. Is he doing the voice already?
He's not going to pull that out, is he?
It was pretty funny. He was on Hardwick's Nerdist a couple weeks ago and talked about his clean act and how he rarely cusses.
Mm-hmm. Improv for Humans.
Don't know that one either.
Matt Besser.
Well, I like Matt Besser. He was a UCB guy.
Yeah. Sure. It helps you got Todd Glass on there, Andy Daly, Zach Woods.
Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yep. Upright Citizens Brigade.
His grandpa was also a stooge. the least liked
Shemp.
Yep.
Shemp.
Yep. Shemp.
Joe Besser.
Wow. Wow. And that Matt Besser, he's a funny looking guy.
He is, dude. He's great in everything that I've seen him in, which is the tons of stuff. You see him in bit parts on shows.
He's that guy that you never know who he is.
And he's hilarious.
Until you watch some Upright Citizens Brigade, as I saw with him in Polar and one of those Daily Boys, and good stuff. Sure. This is a good list.
Soitenly.
What's that? Is that another podcast?
No.
Soitenly. I wonder if there is a podcast called Soitenly.
How about this guy? I love how they fucking mobile sites. What's going on? The champs. Neil Brennan and that guy that you saw recently.
Oh, yeah. Moshe Kasher.
Yep.
Neil Brennan is the co-creator of the Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show.
And he has a new...
Is Howard Chappelle a person?
He has a fairly new special called... Black Dudes and White Chicks or something like that. But yeah, he's real racial. He talks about black dudes a lot because he says all of his friends are black. All of them.
You think Dave Chappelle has a Coca-Pelli collection?
Coca-Pelli?
Right?
What's
Isn't that?
That
what that is?
What?
Those that like African design thing with the guy that dances and blowing his horn that you see everywhere. You know what I'm talking about? Coca-Pelli.
Not yet. I don't
know what you're talking about. Oh, well, look at that. I can't
Google.
Touch my phone.
Coca-Pelli.
You know what a Coca-Pelli is, right, though?
No,
a Coca-Pelli?
How do
you spell it? What? Coco with K's.
Oh.
Coca-Pelli.
K-O-K-O.
Yep.
I
would like to see Chappelle's Coca-Pelli collection.
You know what? You learn something new every day. I don't know what a Coca-Pelli is.
Now you do.
I'm learning.
It's a mythical...
It's a fertility deity.
Yep.
It's usually depicted as a humpback flute
player. You've seen
those
in half the homes he visited in the last 30 years, probably.
He's a humpback flute player, often with feathers or antenna-like protrusions on his head.
This one I used to listen to and love.
That sounds like a Frank Zappa song. Usually depicted as a humpback flute player.
John Hodgman.
I like John Hodgman.
You ever watch that show? Or listen
I watched his stand-up special, which
hilarious.
Was pretty fucking good, dude.
Judge John Hodgman is hilarious, dude. People call in if they have an argument, and he settles it.
It's nice.
And it's binding.
He was recently in Eugene.
He settles punishments, too. He hands out punishments.
Sweet.
Yep.
I think that was one of the last comedy shows that our late friend Glenn Leonard
John
went
Hodgman.
To. You went to see John Hodgman down in Eugene at the McDonald Theater.
Yep.
All right, what else we got? I'm going to listen to all these. Risk with, I don't know, but I just thought of someone else who's going to be on this list.
Sure.
The Monday Morning Podcast will probably be
on. I think he has ties to the Moth.
Okay. The Moth.
Yeah, is that a podcast?
I believe so.
I don't know much about that one.
Do you know anything
about
podcasts?
They're storytellers, dishing stories.
Do you know anything about podcasting?
This one's going to shock you. It's going to rock you. It's going to blow your mind.
Which one? All three of those?
Star Talk Radio with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Dude, he's been getting a lot of fucking love lately.
He talks smack about sci-fi films that fail to adhere to the rules of science fact. Other times, he's the doomsayer imagining Earth trashed by asteroids.
Wow.
And gets off on it.
Dude, you're right. That fucking shocked me. No, but I've been hearing a lot about this, Tyson's uncle.
He went to Degrassi High.
I know, but it was Mike Tyson's uncle.
he's got that Cosmos. He's redoing Cosmos.
Yeah, Kramer, I know.
Mm-hmm.
What?
He's redoing Cosmo Kramer's apartment. Yep.
How did this get made?
That's a podcast.
Yep.
I don't know who does that
I remember when it first started.
Who does that one?
Your friend Paul Scheer.
Oh, he's got a
June Diane Raphael and Jason Mantzoukas. You know that guy, right?
Yeah, I do.
And then it's the chick from the league too, I think.
Ah, well.
And Sheer. They do How Did This Get Made, which for when it began, it was kind of the like Nicolas Cage
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah.
Because they were all movies that Nicolas Cage was in.
Uh-huh.
Because what forever. They do is they go to bad movies and wonder how that got made.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they all watch a movie and then they talk about it.
He
which
has,
seems like an easy enough thing, right?
Didn't they try to go like a whole year just doing Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, maybe. It was halfway for a while because they go by... they would always release two episodes. They'd release one that would be like... All right, we're asking for what movie we're going to do. And it would always be a humongous amount of people would just name a Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah.
But they even had Vanilla Ice in there to talk well, when they did Cool as Ice.
Oh, sweet.
His movie. So.
Paul has a huge gap in his teeth.
Dude, Paul is a mix between David Letterman and Paul Schaefer.
He is, dude. Paul Letterman. Hi-o!
He is, dude. He hilarious.
He is.
Hilarious.
Speaking of that, there's a couple podcasts to go
as
on
well
this
as
list.
Jason.
The Kumail Nanjiani. He'll be in Portland this weekend.
Kumail! Is that the... Does he have ties to Bill Cosby?
Kumail! No. That's his adopted Indian son, Kumail Nanjiani, with the jello pudding in his... The Indian dot on his head calling me. No, he did a lot of Portlandia too, that Kumail did. All right, what do we got for number, what are we, 13 now?
I'd like to pause for an advertisement.
All right, this episode is brought to you by
Pizza Now.
Oh, I almost forgot. Thank you. You can check those guys out online. They have a website called www.pizza-now.com.
Pizza-now.
You can say dish, but it's actually a dash.
Yep.
It's a deep dash.
Yep. You get your pizza. They got deep dish down over yonder. They got a $5 special that you can get $5. You get a pizza that's like the thick cruster.
You can $3 it up and fucking get a deep dish.
Yep. They got gluten free. They got pizza bites, which are delicious.
And if you
man.
Want, you can get gluten added for free. So there's free gluten.
Yep. Go over there to their Facebook page and like them because they got those specials that they do all the time where it's like buy pizza and you get some free. Pizza bits.
Yeah,
bites.
They're not balls either.
You can call them pizza balls. They know
I did,
now.
But I called
them. They know now.
And you guys heard that from last week.
They
we
know
actually,
now.
We went in
just
there,
like pizza now.
We went in there earlier in the week, and I actually got to talk to the girl who was on the phone who I called them balls to, and she said, I think that was me. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you want to give me some fucking pizza balls then and quit joking about it? Because I'm serious. Yeah. I
this
want my pizza in a bowl.
This month's pizza, what do you think about that special?
I wished I wouldn't have ordered it with the fucking onions, but it was delicious. But mm-hmm. You try to get the onions off, and they don't really
come out. I didn't try.
They're cheesed
in. Left it for flame, but he never ate it.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you this. My kids liked it. And I liked it. I pulled the peppers off. And, it's really equivalent to the taste of a porcupine.
Have you ever put a pointed pencil in the pepper pie?
No, but I packed a pencil of peckles in a pea pie. Have you
That's
ever,
a Ween lyric. Put the pointed pencil in the pepper poo.
No.
And it grabs the groove. It's off of White Pepper. You know that song? And then it goes. There's a song called The Grove. You know that song?
There's so many Ween albums that I can't listen to them all, always. But I've probably heard it. I've listened to White Pepper more than I've listened to, like, Paint the Town Brown.
Mm-hmm. But, if you look up the lyrics to The Grobe, it's a song about, you know, what a needle grobe is, right?
Dude, I'm learning all kinds of shit. I don't know what a grobe is.
You know when you got a pasta noodle thing and it's got the little, it's like a ladle, but it's got the points all around it so it can grab the noodles? That's a grobe.
Oh. Yeah, and the Doobies had a song about
And that's what the song is. They're
China
talking,
Grobe.
They're talking about picking up spaghetti with a grobe, that song.
Oh. Wow, those guys like to sing about food.
All right, so now we got
12.
Throwing Shade hosts Aaron Gibson and Brian Safi.
How do you spell that Safi?
S A F E.
Oh, it's safe.
No, it's with an I.
Oh, Safi. Well, I've never heard of either of those people or that podcast, but they're fucking pretty cool because they're in the Rolling Stone magazine. Okay, what do we got next?
Yep. On that, you can hear jokes about vaginas transforming grains of sand into Tampax pearls.
Well, that would be a good thing to do instead of complaining about having sand in your vagina.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm going to watch that.
You should, dude. If you get enough sand in there, yep, the grains get together and they turn into a Tampax pearl.
Yep.
And then you eat the oyster out. Sorry. That's the second time you blew
this one
out
is a scripted
nose.
One.
You got to get a prescription
getting
for it?
On with James Urbaniak.
Ooh, don't know that guy either.
And it's scripted.
Well, that's stupid.
It's its own weird, self-contained, Twilight Zone-ish 20-minute episodes.
That'd be cool, actually. We do some scripted stuff, but we don't release it. We're going to release a whole episode of scripted stuff someday. And now, the radio program of Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, brought to you by Comedy Records. Coming soon on a day when we don't have time to record. Next podcast. Are we to 10 yet or not?
I don't think it has to do that, though. I don't know. I wouldn't mind writing some scripted shows. I think it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. You want to be a character, Flames?
Meow.
Okay.
He is a character.
You can't be yourself.
What about
though?
Professor Blastophone?
Meow.
Blastophone?
Professor Blastoff.
I've heard of that, but I don't remember who it is.
It's Tig Notaro.
Oh, Tig.
Kyle Dunnigan.
Tig, 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 tig. She has no breasts. Her name is Tig. She had her breasts cut off, and she looks like a dude.
Mm-hmm. She did, though, before she had her breasts cut off.
She is a lesbian, too.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Tig, and she's got no tits.
What about Greg Proops?
I like that guy.
Greg Proops.
He's funny, dude. His hair, his glasses,
he
his whole.
He's the smartest man in the world.
Isn't he Canadian?
No, but he was had a pretty good part there on Fly of the Conchords. Fly of the Conchords.
He's alien.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You don't think he's an alien?
No, dude, he's a human.
I don't know.
He's really down to earth.
Then you got the Nerdist with C. Hard.
Yep, C. Hardwick. I actually been listening to that a little bit. I heard it with whoever I said earlier, Jim Gaff again. Mm-hmm. And it was the third time he's been on there, so it was really, really a gaff again. And it's pretty good, though. I like it. It's not bad. Nerdist. Now entering Nerdist.
Yeah. Okay. How does he Bob and Tom like he does on that one, like he does on At Midnight?
I laugh like really loud.
Points!
I like is that going to be a thing about points? Bacon. Everybody's giving points.
Points!
I know. You know what I don't understand is how the points work on Family Feud.
Oh, dude, what do you mean?
I don't understand it.
What do you mean?
So the other day, it was like, for the win, and then the next thing is, okay, now it's a tiebreaker. They weren't even tied.
Dude, it's not a tiebreaker. It's sudden death. You want me to explain it to you? I will.
Sudden death, they're not even tied.
When neither team reaches 300, they have to go
for it's first 300.
Sudden death, and they only call for the one top answer.
Doug doesn't like.
It's kind of like the points thing on At Midnight. You get the top two winners, and then they wipe, 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 wipe. They wipe the points away.
Doug likes some movies, y'all.
Is it Doug loves movies? He's not up there for fucking getting Doug with high?
Nope.
Because that's funnier, I think.
And you make
getting weird. Doug with high?
Yeah, it's a podcast. Doug Benson.
You Made It Weird is on there.
Huh. Yeah, I knew he would be.
Marano is on there.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I like Pete Holmes. Speaking of You Made It Weird.
Pete Holmes.
Thrilling Adventure Hour.
I don't know what that is.
That's Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, he's always got something new going on.
I know. He retired the Paul F. Tomcast, didn't he?
Probably, but he's got such a good mustache.
Yep.
He's Paul F. Chang's.
You know, yeah.
Did you do? You probably don't even tweet. Do you tweet? I got some retweets and some favorites from some people from my hashtag the other night for food comedians, and it was Pad Tyler Perry.
Huh?
Pad Ty, get it?
Yep.
Pad Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry's not really a comedian.
I think he does like radio drama. I think that'd be kind of cool.
He does
to do
radio,
some like radio drama.
A radio goo-goo.
Mm-hmm.
Radio
like a scripted a scripted radio.
Radio goo-goo.
Radio drama.
Radio drama.
Yeah. That's back in the old days.
Yeah. Like My friend Pat, our friend Pat, used to love to listen to Gunsmoke.
I know, and that's all about, like, that really, that's more about, like, you got the timing and the scripts of the cold reading, and, you know, I like that.
Yeah. Let's bring that shit back. What about Hari Kondabolu? Does he know
who?
Hari Baba.
Who?
Hari Kondabolu.
What about The Bugle with John Oliver?
He's kind of funny. Not as funny.
This is a Rolling Stone list. You got to remember this, too. So,
I remember.
You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a little bit mainstream.
You know what you know if you
even
know
though they didn't even put Adam Conrolla on there.
Conrolla?
Conrolla?
The fuck's he Conrolla joint?
You know, I like Adam Conrolla, but I as far as like listening to his podcast, after a while, he only does like 10 rants. He's got the airline rant and then the other rant.
Yeah, but he can do any subject for 20 minutes.
Which is no man, Toyota.
Adam Carnola.
Hey,
Adam Toyota Corolla.
On the Ace Network.
Yeah.
And number two, Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy Bing Bing, Comedy Bang Bang, Comedy Bang Bang, Comedy Bang.
Yep.
Reggie Watts, Nicker.
Mm-hmm.
He's cool.
Yep. And I always loved his formula where he interviews people and then has goofy characters on there as well.
And
the goofy characters is funny stuff like the Bob Duca.
Yeah.
Bob Duca. That guy's funny. Check out Bob Duca.
Are these actually in
Bob
order
Duca.
And you're coming up on number one right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it was Mark Maron.
Okay. Oh, that was number one?
Yeah. But they didn't even mention Never Not Funny, which is a great one.
They didn't mention the Terry Gass Comedy Show either.
They didn't mention that other one. Never Not Funny. Did I just say that
you
one?
You did. That's Pardo.
And then
that's part of the problem.
Bill Burr.
I mentioned that the Monday. That's part of the problem. The Monday morning podcast.
Yep. And then you got there's tons of them out there.
Literally.
You know, a ton of elephants isn't even a full elephant. If you had a ton of elephants, you'd have like a leg.
How many tons is an elephant?
I'm at 8 to 10,000 pounds, probably.
So
which
four
is
or five tons.
Four or five tons.
That's a lot of tons for one thing.
What do you get? Another year older and deeper in debt.
Yeah.
Isn't that the song?
Yeah.
Dude. Still fucking coughing up shit. I don't even smoke a vapor pen
That's
anymore.
Sick, dude. Coughing up shit.
Dude, I suck
that
shit
happens.
Into my lungs.
That happens, you know.
Sometimes I just take pieces of shit.
Your body will
shit.
Shut down and then you'll just start...
No, I'll inhale them, huh?
I'll have the kids that not flush and then I'll just take shit out of the toilet and throw it in my lungs. And
yeah.
It sucks, dude.
I have some breaking sports news.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I got some breaking sports news.
Is it about the NBA? That's pretty good.
No, it's not.
Okay, breaking news.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix has been drafted into the NFL.
Thanks, ha ha, Clinton Dix. Okay.
That's the guy's name. Ha ha,
Clinton
Dix.
Yeah.
Why is it ha ha?
That's his first name, dude. Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
AJ.
Yow?
AJ. Clinton Dix.
HA space HA.
Clinton Dix?
Clinton Dix.
Clinton Dix.
Clinton dash DIX. And he was born in 92, so he's right around when Clinton was president.
So the breaking news is that Clinton's dick is now a basketball
player. Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
Ha ha, Clinton's
football
dick.
Football player.
They could just call him Clinton's dick. Mm-hmm. And Monica Lewinsky on the back line, and she's got Clinton's dick. He's coming down the backside, and he's going for a three-pointer. Oh, he shot it onto her dress.
Oh,
Clinton's
shoot.
Dick is out. He's fouled out.
Did you know in Turkey?
I don't do Turkey.
In Turkey,
what?
Did you know in Turkey they call
Turkey.
Small clitorises, they call them sesame seeds?
Shit, we almost forgot it's clitoris week.
And then they call the medium-sized ones lentils, and the large
wait,
ones
wait, don't
called,
say it. What do you think it is?
Probably sausage.
Chickpeas!
Yep.
Chickpeas?
I'm a chickpea flicker. I'll flick
chickpea.
A chickpea
flicker.
I'll chickpea. hey, you want to take a pee? I'll chick a pee. I'll fucking don't pee on your chickapee. Have you ever had a pissed clit? They get all engorged.
Clit Howard?
No, the pissed clit. If you piss off a pussy, the clit will start like.
Do you think there is a guy out there? Do you think there's anyone in the world named Clint who has not been called Clit?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that.
I went to school with a kid who in eighth grade had a full beard, and his name was Clint Duckworth.
Yeah.
It was Clint, but we called him Clint. Because yeah. Who's not going to call him that?
No, nobody. Exactly.
Clint Duckworth? Come on, yep. Clint Fuckworth.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's he doing now?
Probably time. No, he was a pretty good. He was really tall, and he had a big beard, which was weird because he was in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he failed a lot of classes or something and was older than us. But, oh, Clint. And I knew a Clint Archer, mm-hmm. which that's hard to arch your clit.
That is.
It's like arching your back.
Not really, though, considering the longest one ever measured is 12 inches.
Wow. Whoa. A 12-inch clitoris?
Mm-hmm.
What, is that on
well,
a giraffe?
Well, most of it's on the inside.
No, you're talking about a lady hyena, aren't you? They got the 7-inch
clit. Nope, I'm talking about 12-inch. It's the longest clit ever measured.
What, did they put a thing in it and stretch it for life?
Nope. Just women have bigger clitoris when they have babies.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Because
They hold on to it. The baby will hold on to the clit and stretch it out.
Rip it off.
Yep, they're like, let go of my clit.
Speaking of ripoffs, dude, CoinStar, 10.9% of your change.
Dude, they used to be 9%. You could put all your money into a Ziploc bag and take it to a bank.
No, I can't.
You could. You don't have a bank?
Well, I got a bank. They don't do that.
They do.
No, they don't. They don't have a machine.
What would they say?
They don't have a machine.
They get the count,
bitch.
We're
not going to tag it, yeah. You guys get fucking paid. They'll things to roll it up.
Oh, yeah. Fucking roll this, bitch.
Man.
There's a place that the
key bank... I'm not giving them anything to roll.
I'm kind of stoked that the Brownsville branch of the key bank is shutting down because we'll have to go to Lebanon, and then when I cash in my quarters there, I just give them to them. I won't have to roll them.
Good loading four quarters.
Good loading four quarters. They're going to fucking put them in their machine, and it counts them for myself and for them, and then I just get money.
Mm-hmm.
I sell some of them to the gas station across the street, but whatever.
I'll buy some from you.
Some quarters?
$3 for $1.
I'm selling them $5 for $1 right now.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
It's kind of a shitty deal on my part, but I just run deals every once in a while to get people hooked on the quarters.
Next thing you know, I'm wanting 50-cent pieces.
You know, you heard about the tweakers. You guys hear about what happens? I talked to a tweaker the other day, or actually he was playing video poker next to me. He's telling his friend that he woke up choking on a tooth.
What?
Yeah, which I thought that was kind of funny because he was implying that he had been asleep, but I know that he hadn't because he was tweaked. And then my mind went on to say, if a tweaker wakes up choking on a tooth, that's kind of hard to say if you're stoned and thinking about it. If a tweaker wakes up choking on a tooth, he might think that if he put it under his pillow, maybe the meth fairy would come and leave a quarter under his pillow.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Or a 16th. Or whatever the meth fairy could afford. Maybe a 50-cent piece. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm looking at a stupid list, but they're stupid, so I'm not talking about it yet until I find something good on it.
Did you know a man in Florida fell in love with his computer after buying one that didn't have a porn block on it?
What?
He fell in love with his computer and he wanted to marry it.
I'm in love with my computer.
He turned him down. You know what state that was in?
Florida.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, how'd I know?
That is right.
You're going to have trouble shitting later, dude. You're eating a block of cheese.
Yep.
Block of cheese.
A guy on Jeopardy the other night told Alex Trebek he was right. And Alex Trebek said thank you.
All right. Thank you very right. I'm always right.
Thank you. I'm Alex Trebek.
I'm Alex Trebek.
He was wronged when that lady stole his stuff when he was all naked running down the hotel halls.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
That was like last year. Somebody stole Alex Trebek's wallet and stuff in his hotel room, and then he chased after them when he was naked.
I don't follow Alex on Twitter or anything, so I don't know. I did hear that Zach Wilde got his guitar stolen after a gig a few weeks ago. And he got it back somehow.
How did he do that?
I don't know. I didn't click on the thing, but they were stoked that he got his guitar back.
Hmm.
Did you guys ever hear the conspiracy theory that gangsta rap was used to help fill America's prisons? Hey, shut up.
How's that happen?
No, I never heard that.
That's right up there with the conspiracy theories about Pink Floyd and the Dark Side of the Moon. This is a very juicy theory from an anonymous record executive. Implicates a music-wide conspiracy by 90s record label executives using aggressive rap and hip-hop to incite America's youth to get them locked up. Why? Because the record labels own investments in privatized U.S. prisons means that they profited the more people that were behind bars, lining the penal system with impressionably young gangsters in order to get rich.
That's redonkulai.
That's almost, redonkulai. That's right up there with the fact that AIDS was created by the government to weed out the homosexuals and the drug addicts.
Now, I believe that one.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, they invented the monkey that then had the disease that then gave it to the humans.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Hmm.
Don't tell anybody, though.
Have you ever heard of Publius Enigma?
Publius?
Publius Enigma.
I have not.
You ever heard the album The Division Bell?
Yes, but not a lot.
There was a mystery, you know, in that album. And Publius Enigma is a mystery involving a riddle proposed in connection with that album.
Okay.
It originated on the internet, remember 1984? 1994. That's when that came out.
The internet?
It was a web-based contest implemented, presumably, as a promotion for the album and its tour. It remains unclear whether or not the Enigma is a genuine solvable puzzle, as certain details regarding the actual nature of the challenge have never been revealed. And it was eventually abandoned, and it was never brought to a conclusion.
Huh. Crazy.
But I remember, yeah, it was like it, within the book... Within the book, there was hints, and if you looked at the booklet, they had like little Division Bell heads, and then there was like weird numbers in the corner.
Huh. I hadn't heard that.
It was pretty crazy. They even had one...
Pretty crazy.
They even had one show where the lights spelled the words, and everybody was all crazy, and the internet went crazy for how crazy it could go.
it was all crazy, and the internet went crazy on how crazy it could go.
It was crazy as it could be in, like, 1994.
Right.
Yep. But it was... It didn't really... There was no prizes, never... It was unsolved. It's unsolved, that's what I'm saying, Uncle Custard.
We ought to call Robert Stack.
Yep.
Unsolved mysteries. Did you ever hear that Dr. Dre is the one responsible for the Burning Man Festival?
Ooh-wah!
It was a while ago the rumors were started and circulating that Dr. Dre was the man behind the epic but creepy Burning Man Festival. Apparently, on a trip to Nevada, he saw a means to make some loot off of these fools.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, they say, is history.
I'd like to make some lewds out of those guys.
Dude, I take lewds off dudes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That gives me toots.
Huh? The lewds give you toots?
Toots.
Hmm.
Toots. Dudes on lewds should not have toots.
That's probably true.
You ever been on a Greyhound bus where everybody's on Grey lewds?
What?
Yeah. The guy who's going around with a big old bag handing them out.
Dude, how'd I miss out on that?
Man. Actually, that was my first time that I went to Denver. I was on the Greyhound, and it was leaving at like 9:30 at night.
Get from out of Albany, Denver.
And we were just pulling out of Troutdale, out through this
get out of Troutdale, baby, go
backwoods, getting ready to hit I-84. And man, that was crazy.
Dude, I got trapped in Troutdale one time. That place is like a fucking twilight zone. Would you live in Troutdale?
I've never been to Troutdale.
Oh, you've been to Troutdale?
I would.
You would or you have?
No, I would.
Oh, I would.
You would live in Troutdale?
Sure.
Dude.
Would you live in Salmondale?
You could never get straight out of Tramp.
Would you live in Tunadale?
Tunisville.
Tunadale.
What about Sharksdale?
Shh. What about Herringdale?
Nah.
What about Rad Snepperdale? Rad Snepper?
No. Yeah.
You ever heard of Jasper Red?
Jasper Red.
Dude, you ain't gonna shit right for a week if you keep eating that cheese.
I know, half a block.
No, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
What you do? You don't shit right for a week all the time?
Well, yeah.
I heard a funny thing. I was watching a stand-up by a black dude named Jasper Red.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, gun control, that's all serious shit. He goes, so much so that they made a saying, guns don't kill people. People kill people. He's like, that's kind of a vague statement. I don't really understand it. That's like saying, people don't... cameras don't take pictures. Pictures take pictures. Which doesn't make any sense at all. But when you fucking hear it and you're stoned, it's funny. He's like, that's like saying, toasters don't make toast. Toast, toast, toast.
Toast, toast, toast.
Jimi Hendrix said that one day. He said,
peoples, peoples, peoples.
Yeah, he said, toast, toast, toast.
Because guns don't kill people. People kill people. So cameras don't take pictures. Pictures take pictures. Toast don't make toast. Toast, toast, toast.
What's your favorite Hendrix song of all time?
Dude, I was telling somebody last week, maybe it might have been you guys, that I introduced Farmer Tape Nose onto some new Hendrix that he'd never heard. One of those is probably my favorite one. I can't remember. It's not one of the hits, though, just because they get played so much on the radio.
I'd have to say...
He likes Hey Joe.
No,
I'm not saying that's my favorite at all.
I kind of like the red light. Red light over yonder. That's where my baby goes.
Oh, the Red House.
Yeah,
Red House. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. That was a Bone Jar staple.
Sandcastles is a good one.
The castle's made of sand.
They're really, you know, it's hard to really pick a.
It is.
With Hendrix. Cause
even the fucking,
the sky is crying.
Well, that was
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I did like Voodoo Child.
I know. I always confuse that title with Mary.
The wind cries, Mary.
Nope, the sky is crying.
Like Mary.
Yep.
The wind is crying.
Mary.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to pick one Jimi Hendrix song of all of the Jimi Hendrix songs.
You got Third Stone.
Yeah. Are You Experienced?
That's a good one. Yep.
Fucking Little Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That song about Little Wayne.
You got that one.
What? Okay. Oh, wait, that's Little John.
Heart and Soul.
What?
I mean, Heart of Rock and Roll.
That's Huey Lewis.
Oh. I thought that was Jimi Hendrix.
No, no. He might have did something. I like, we were talking about some of those. If Six Was Nine, one of my favorite tunes off of Axis Bold of Love. Now, if a six.
What if three was seven?
Then you'd realize, because it doesn't look anything the same upside down or backwards.
And one's got a line underneath it. But which one?
It depends on which one you, I don't know. One has a line through the middle of it if you're weird. Sometimes people put a line on a seven.
That's how you can tell got a cheap bingo set is if they don't have the lines underneath the
six. Why would you
nine.
Need a line on a seven? I could see a line on a Z because it could be confused with a two if
that's
you don't know how to write.
That's just fancy pants.
Dude, why do you need a line on a seven? What could it be confused with? An I? A capital I?
A one.
A one? Are you kidding me?
A one if you did the three axis one, if you did the three line one.
Fuck me!
You did the three line one.
I ain't doing three lines. My nose is plugged.
Or do you do a one line one?
I shoot up in my ass.
Do you do a one line one? Or a two line one?
I do a two line one. I do a three line one.
You do a three line one?
Yeah, one, two, three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do a three line seven. I do a two-line seven.
Some people do the two-line one.
Sometimes you do a two-live crew.
Sometimes you do a two-line one. And then it could look like a seven.
And you look like a two-line seven.
Maybe it'll look like an L.
Do you do a double loop three? Or you maybe do a flat like a, top three? Yep. You do a flat top three?
Yeah.
Do you? Or you do a roundy round three? Like a backwards B with no line on
it. I do a roundy round.
I do flat if I'm getting fancy.
I like a flat top three.
A flat top three looks fancier.
What do you do, Hans?
Do you do a closed top four? Or an open top four?
Only if I have a flat top three next to it. If otherwise, I have an open top four.
Really? Do you sometimes have an open top nine?
Sometimes I take a four. Open. I took four on the floor. I do have. Do you have a curly bottom nine or a straight line nine?
Depends.
Dude, it's neither.
Curly bottom depends.
It's like crooked and scattered.
If I'm going to write a curly bottom nine, I got to write it backwards from the bottom up, or it looks fucking stupid.
Yep.
You ever do that? Write it up?
So start from the middle.
Almost looks like part of a bass clef, if you know what I mean.
So you tell me you gave it a tail 9 feet long?
Cat of nine tails, yeah.
So you draw the symbol for infinitisms in there? The circle of infinitisms?
No, dude. What's wrong
with
you?
Does your eight look like a snowman?
No, it looks like a figure eight. I go, ooh, not loop.
Oh,
loop.
You don't do loop, loop. I used to figure eight, but then
I do both.
You got to lift your pin up twice, dude. That's fucking too much work.
I do both.
At the same time?
No, I do loop.
You do
loop.
A figure eight, and then you draw two circles over it.
No, I do. I either do circles
I
or
I do circles
loop
now,
loop.
But I used to do
depends
the
on if I'm getting
eight.
Jiggy with
dude,
it.
Dude, I can work circles around some people.
Oh, yeah?
Especially people with no legs.
Man.
Hey, Hans, you got legs, don't you? How you doing, Hansy? He asked for a link to my other show today, so thanks, Hans, for listening to that, if you made it through. Had another friend, so they listened to the first couple, 5 minutes of it, but they didn't make it through. I was like, oh, thanks, that makes me feel good. Didn't even get to listen to the interview. Oh, they said they got busy and had to do something else.
Are these non
because I do like a 10-minute thing before where I talk by myself, and then I do the interview, and so... But anyway, Hans is going a little old school today.
All right, well, metal, let me guess.
Metal from the late 80s.
All right.
And every metal fan will yell this band to each other.
Jackal!
You got it! No, just kidding. How many people do you
Slayer.
See walking around saying, Jackal!
Jackal!
Slayer!
He wins.
Jackal!
He's listening to Slayer, and it's South of Heaven today that he's listening
to. Oh, nice.
Sweet. Love that album.
And that's weird. You asked me what my favorite Jimi Hendrix song. I was actually listening to War Heroes, which is that other album. It's got Peter Gunn, a version of Peter Gunn. And then he goes into this weird outtake, dude. It's fucking awesome.
I don't think I must not have heard
perfect.
That song before.
That was you had to have heard it because you did it exactly as it went. That was perfect.
I saw a band do that over at the first round one time.
So here's a challenge for anyone listening. Try to find the album War Heroes by Jimi Hendrix on
Ooh.
Vinyl. Anybody, dude, I got
right,
it.
I'm
don't look
to.
At my house because
I'm
I got
going
it.
To.
I don't think you're going
I'm
to
going
feel.
To.
You're going to feel.
You know, Jackal was around in the late 80s. I didn't even know that.
$7,500 you can have them play at your house.
Good.
Jackal?
Oh, yeah. That's all it cost.
Oh, joy.
Do I have to supply the chainsaw?
How much do you think it cost them to get Kid Rock at that Silicon Valley party? Remember at the... Did you ever rewatch that first episode of Silicon Valley?
No.
Kid Rock was playing and nobody was paying attention or listening to him. He's like, let's make some noise, motherfucker! And everybody's like, just talking.
I did watch the new episode of Review.
Fucking a dork.
Of what?
Review.
I have not seen that yet.
Did you see the one where he went to space yet?
No, because they haven't replayed it yet.
Damn it.
I know. I don't know where else I'm going to watch it.
Hulu.
I don't have Hulu.
I think you might be able to watch it at Comedy Central.
Oh, that's right.
Sometimes they have a few random episodes on
ComedyCentral.cc.
And then you got the, you go in there and the, no, but they got the, yep. No, he did Revenge. He did Revenge, which was good. And then he did two other things.
I saw the thing for it, and I made it record, but I haven't got to watch it yet, so.
Oh, yeah.
His stepdad died again in this one.
Oh, thanks for telling me. Fred Willard's dead.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
We might as well
again.
Just call him Dead Willard.
Dead Willard. Dead Willard. Dead Willard.
Drop dead Fred Willard.
Drop dead Fred Willard. Yeah. Hey, it's Billy Joel's birthday, so don't start a fire. And
don't throw rocks at a glass house.
It's a matter of trust, you know. It's still rock
it's
and roll.
It's a matter of trust.
You may be right, and only the good die young. So you could make a large paragraph. It's the piano man on 42nd Street, because it's a state of New York state of mind is what it
is. Weird to me that only the good die young.
They're on
52nd
Street.
And he dated an uptown girl.
She's an uptown
on 52nd Street.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Revenge, getting rich, and
my life.
Getting rich quick.
We didn't start the fire! Let's write a song where we just name a bunch of famous people and then sing about starting a fire.
All right.
We'll sell millions.
Okay.
Mary, Larry, Moe, and Curly. Larry Moe, and Curly.
Larry Moe, and Curly. Abbott and Costello and Elvis Costello. Elvis Presley and John Kennedy. We're making a song and we're making lots of money.
There was another one of those Pioneers of Television on the other day, and it was another comedy one. They had JJ on there.
JJ?
And they had Clitoris Leachman.
Dude, I bet she had a huge clitoris.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She
went to school for dramatic acting.
Clitoris is short.
She put dramatic acting into comedy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Hans has a big crush on Clitoris Leachman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He loved that one episode of The Office where Jack Black and her were
Flanger.
Getting it on in a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. She squirted. It was awesome.
Squirted.
That was the first time Hans ever saw anybody squirt. And it was Clitoris Leachman.
Oh, man. That's cool.
Have you guys ever got sued after you moved out of a house?
Nope.
For like,
nope.
You're oh, okay. All right.
Have
I got
you?
I got threatened, and I said, "Fucking sue me." I said, "Fucking right. sue me, sue me," mm-hmm. and they didn't
sue me.
They
but don't
knew.
Me.
They knew better, dude. They
sue
knew not to fuck
me,
around
don't
me.
Me.
I got some good lawyers.
Yeah.
Saul Goodman. He's a good one.
But I tell you, though, he's in Minnesota right now.
Yeah, he's a police officer now.
I tell you what. He kept telling that guy, don't be bugging him. Don't be bugging him.
Yeah. And why did they change his name, you know? Because
Gosh, why are you all going over and bothering Lester?
His name was Jerry Nygaard. Wasn't it in the original movie?
No, he's Larry.
No, he's Lester.
Oh, yeah.
He just said it.
I'm Lester Nygaard.
He goes, I never realized how close it was to nigger.
So,
they made a joke about that in the first pilot episode.
Yep.
Which they never said anything about it in the movie. Now, Mr. Nygaard, you know. It couldn't be Mr. Nygaard.
So it's the one when the guy was bullying him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he killed him.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah, he did.
He didn't kill him, though, did he?
Oh, he didn't.
No, he killed his wife.
He definitely did kill his wife.
Yep.
He struck her in the head.
I like when he struck her in the head.
He struck her.
And then after the first time, he's like, well, I did it. I might as well keep doing it.
Get back, Jack, and do it again.
I know. I might as well do it for all it's worth.
And it says somewhere in that episode, too, that he's supposed to be like 40.
Oh, good golly.
He looks so much older than 40. And I'm rewatching Breaking Bad, and I'm into the part where fucking Hank got shot. And
what?
He's only
Spoiler? 40,
he's only 43, dude.
Spoiler, I haven't watched it again.
Well.
He doesn't get killed, he just gets shot.
I know, but I thought that was in season 4.
It is in season. No, it's right at the end of season 3.
How long was that?
You're flying through that show.
Five seasons.
You're flying through that show.
I just saw the one where Gus slit his worker's throat in front of them with a box cutter just to prove a point.
Wow, I would do that.
Dude,
wow.
He slit his throat with a box cutter and then like pulled his head back and just like sprayed blood on him. Just to show that Gus Fring ain't fucking around. He's Los Polos Chicken Brothers.
You think you'll ever watch that, Flames?
You should, even though you don't like meth. It's a great, great show.
I don't like it either.
I don't like meth either.
I don't like it either.
We don't like it, but we do it a lot.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Just kidding. We don't even do it. I just don't. I hate doing it all the time.
I just don't want to stop.
No, it's amazing, dude. And you know the scope of it, as we all do. And just to see what goes down, it's written really well. I think it's a great show. Bill Burr is just now coming on.
It's better than the 4400.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
And
after you've seen it and then you watch it a second time, you just notice so much other stuff that you either forgot or didn't notice. And some of the little intro trailers that show you something that's going to happen way later. And then fucking wow.
I never knew.
It's a mind blizzer.
That his initials were WW until after the series was over.
Walter White? How did you know? He was in with Walt Whitman, too, the novelist Walt Whitman.
Also, I didn't know until the third time I watched it. That's when I realized that Hank is bald.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that till the third time I watched it.
Dude, what'd you think he was? That hair?
I always thought that guy had hair.
And seeing that right now and watching it, it made me think, I wonder when the dome's going to start up again. When's the dome going to start up again? Because he's a crazy
dude. They're gonna change their minds.
I hope so, because they should.
Really?
It would have started by now, wouldn't it have?
I think they should just wrap it up really quickly.
Wrap it up? I'll take it.
Wrap, 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 wrap.
Wrap it up? I'll take it.
Yep.
Do you guys like the Fabulous Thunderbirds?
So in 1987, right, on a snowy Minnesotan highway, the Milus family runs out of gas. Heavily in debt, Stavros prays to get through it and finds a satchel full of money.
And he says, there is a god.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
then he goes in, the chump goes disguised as a plumber and tells him everything.
Spoiler alert.
Appears normal and success a biblical plague.
Spoiler alert.
Is that a spoiler alert? I'm just reading the synopsis of the show.
No, not just for anybody who hasn't seen episode 3. I don't care. Spoiler.
Oh, the last word in the thing says Lester.
So more or less.
I don't want to spoil it for...
Oh, what?
No, they wanted to drop him in a fishing hole, didn't they?
Yeah, but he got away and then he ended up in the jail cell with him. Spoiler alert.
Yep.
He did pretty good by getting away for being such a little quirky little guy.
Yeah.
Who just doesn't really... I'm just so mad. He's so mad. I can't remember what he did to his hand, though. It's like, ow, son of a bitch. He hurt his hand pretty bad.
Rotten Tomatoes gives the show 98% certified fresh.
I kind of like it. I mean, I try not to compare it at all to the movie, because I love
you
the
you can't
movie.
Really. It's not really even about that. It's I wouldn't even, you know, really.
It's just in the same landscape with the same... type of work, which is hitman, someone who takes care of things.
Hitman. Isn't that a Soundgarden song?
Yeah. It's called Hitman. It's about a guy who plays hits and gets music out of them.
Did any other band get more airplay during that off an album than those guys did off of that one?
Who's that?
Off what? Super Unknown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think other people got more.
Super Unknown.
Soundgarden.
Oh.
Spoon Man.
Black Hole Sun.
Fell on Black Days. Dick Sucking Maniacs.
Mm-hmm.
That was a B-side.
Every album was on there.
Did you ever hear that song, Dick Sucking Maniacs? Why say that? Soundgarden? That was about their early life. Just kidding.
Is that what was going on?
Yeah, they were Dick Sucking Maniacs. That was their original name of their band. Soundgarden was Dick Sucking Maniacs. You know, I recently watched the another band that used to be called Dick Sucking Maniacs.
Rage Against the Garden?
No, it's Metallica, the Dick Sucking Maniacs. Oh. I think they should change their name to that. But I just watched that movie. God,
what's that?
That's Through the Never.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad, dude. It was originally released in the 3D IMAX theaters, and Pat Wambacher took his son Tristan to see it. Said it's pretty good. What it is, it's a concert movie, but it's interspersed in between songs with this like storyline about this skater dude who comes to their show, and he's supposed to be doing some work for him, and I don't even know. And then like an accident happened on stage where one of the stagehands gets caught on fire, but it's all staged on stage. And then all of their equipment falls apart. And they just roll some ants out there, and they're like, oh, this reminds me of back in the day with the garage. Reminds me of Kill 'Em All. And then they whip out Hit the Lights and some other fucking Whiplash and shit. It's actually really a pretty good, even though they're fucking dick-sucking maniacs now. The stage show and everything is fucking awesome. I recommend it if you can sit through. The only bad songs are like, give me fuel, give me fire, give me da 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 da. And then they do, fucking whatever. And then Enter Sandman. Rob Zombie's going to be covering Enter Sandman soon. That's big music news.
Ooh.
That's going to suck, huh?
Yeah, I heard that. What's he doing?
Why is that big news?
He had an AMA one day.
Warning people.
He's going to do a Huey Lewis cover.
You ever read anybody's AMAs?
What's an AMA? Ask me anything from Reddit? Yeah. No, maybe the Cyrus one I read a little bit of, Cyrus from Trailer Park Boys.
I read the Todd Barry one.
Dude, he's fucking funny. He's been on the new episodes of Louie.
He's doing a crowd work tour.
He's funny, dude. I like
all
that.
All the money he does on stage for scripted stuff he spends, but the money from his crowd work tour goes in the bank.
It's fucking awesome.
I don't even know if that's a joke. That's what he said on Facebook.
I bet it's true.
But it could be a joke.
It could be a joke, because that's how good he is.
One of his Facebook things he said was, hey, lady on the subway sitting next to... Hey, lady on the subway talking about celebrities. Guess what you're just sitting by.
He was a band guy, too. He had some minor success in a band before he became a comedian down in Florida.
Before he joined A Matter of Trust?
No, I'm talking about Todd Barry.
No, was he not in that band?
Maybe he was. If he was, I didn't know. He was on the What the Fuck podcast, other week. But yeah, and I learned about Todd Barry. Funny guy. I always thought he was funny.
He is funny.
Used to get him confused with Todd Glass. They look nothing alike.
I always figure, what if he, you know, when you spell your name with the last name first, right? And so I wonder if he ever thought about changing his name to Barry Todd Lincoln.
Barry Todd Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he'd change his name to Todd Mary. Lincoln. Abe.
Hello, I'm Abe Lincoln.
Babe Stinkin'.
Hello, I'm Abe Lincoln.
Hey, Babe Stinkin'. Hello, I'm Abe Lincoln.
Hi, this is Lloyd Lincoln.
And I'm Lloyd Lincoln, and I'm a Lloyd.
Dude, my fucking neck hurts, man.
What'd you do to it?
I sang a song.
Sing a song.
I can't do it, dude. It hurts me to fucking do it.
Yep, Todd Barry played drums in A Matter of Trust with John Benjamin and John Glasser.
But he also played drums in a real band, like before he was a comic that was trying to make it as a band, you know, kind of like I did. I used to play in real bands.
Mm-hmm.
But now I still play in one and a half, kind of. Hey, don't forget about that, you guys. Coming up a couple weeks, we got Victims of Internal Decay, if it doesn't get canceled, returning to Portland after 18 years. Ron got moved to Days, so we're practicing regularly again. He's got to move out of his house, dude, after 15 years. His landlord's selling his house.
Oh, how no.
Much? How much is he selling the house for?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That wasn't a topic. It was more of a topic of, do you know any place I can rent? Because I got 30 to 60 days to get out of my house that I've been in for 15 years. He's got a lot of shit built up in there, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
And now, being in the same house for that many years, you know, your landlord doesn't jack you up your rent every year as much as like rent prices probably go up. Sure. So now when he started looking for a house, he's like, fuck, everything's so expensive to pay, compared to what we're paying right now. That's the thing. If you rent a place for a long time, you usually have lower rent than people who, you know, just because. So, yeah, they might even be thinking of moving somewhere between Albany and Eugene because he works in Eugene and Joy works in Albany. So if they could split the difference if they can't find anything in their price range in Albany. So I said, move to Brownsville. He said, well, you might if we can find a place there that's cheap enough. I said, all right, we'll party. Everybody's moving to Brownsville. Nah. I guess Lance and Jeannie might be moving as well, so. Not necessarily to Brownsville, but moving somewhere, I guess. So, yeah, everybody's moving to Brownsville.
Moving.
Hey, and before we do start to get ready to get out of here, I want to remind you that yesterday was Thursday, so that's the day you can check out the new episode of Stories on One Leg. I got Bobby Jordan on the show this week.
Nice.
He tells me about his tour with 7 Seconds in Europe. With the punk band that he would toured and U.S. tours with Mr. T Experience and the 20 year anniversary show of the Knockoffs, his punk rock band down there. And he said that Bowel Movements might be coming back.
Very, very interesting.
Bowel Movements is a podcast. That's
I thought you said Bowel Movements. No,
they're coming back out of my ass. I said Vowel. That's when you talk. Oh. It's a vowel movement. Mm-hmm. But yeah, him and Danny are maybe clearing up their schedule a little bit, and he just finished his first solo album that's been in the works since 2005.
Wow.
I said it's going to be a masterpiece then, huh? He said it's his own Chinese democracy.
Yeah, there it is. 9 years in the making.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I thought Gats just... It sent me a Facebook message, but that was from earlier.
I did.
We're messaging each other so Flames doesn't hear us talk. Yeah. What the fuck?
Hey, we're at like 90 minutes.
Holy I know. Well, we had a little intro there before we started actually the episode. But yeah, it's a Friday. We'll give you some extra stuff. But hey, check out Pizza Now. Down. Check out TagCastPodcast.com.
That's
our best friend. Give us some money. There's a donate icon up there on the right hand side.
Please.
No, left hand side. And you can give us a dollar.
Yes, it'll help us get to the midnight sea.
Otherwise, we'll be caught mid nutting. Well, and you'll have nothing to listen to.
Nutting.
And we can't just rely on Hans always because Hans is a great giver of money, great supporter of the show.
Certainly.
How about you people that live in other areas of the world, like you Chinese people?
Please.
There's a lot of Chinese people that listen to our show.
Yeah.
Oh, Ching Chao, I hope I don't offend you by making a Chinese joke, but we know.
I don't know how many Chinese dollars to the American dollar.
Oh, you send us yen. We don't care.
When?
We have received no yen wet. No.
Yen.
I go to Pizza Now. .com with a dash.
Please.
Deep dish. And call them up, 928-0900. They're at the corner of Queen and Hill.
I love those guys.
Thanks for being so quiet for the last part of the show, Flames. That was some good weed, huh?
Yeah.
We'll see you guys on Monday. Monday.
Yep, rock on.
Metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free weed. Free weed for everybody who tunes in on Monday. Figuratively speaking. Some people call them butt plugs. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Butt Plugs. We're going to be plugging up some butts for the next few minutes here and telling you where to go and what to do in order to make the best of your life. There's a lot of comedy open mics in the area that you could go to every week and every other week, like at Donk Gong Comedy at Mount Taylor's in Eugene, 13th and Kincaid. It's every other Monday. It's now 8 o'clock, so it's not such a late night for a Monday, so come down there at 8 o'clock for signups, and then try your hand at the mic and see if you can make people laugh. If not, you'll get gonged. The rest of the week, you can go up to Salem on Tuesdays at the Capital City Theater with Jared Richard, 210 Liberty Street Southeast up there. It's an 8 p.m. show. It's $5 unless you're performing, then it's free. And that's a great little room. It's a theater with a stage and lights and all that stuff. And it's not a bar, so there's not a lot of chatter. It's a great place to perform. Unlike the Tiny Tavern, which is also a great place to perform, but chatter and barroom noise at the Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair in Eugene, every Wednesday with Mac Chase at 9:30 is the sign-up time. No cover charge. Also, no cover charge at the Green Room on Thursday, 710 Willamette in Eugene, right next to Doc's Pad across from the Holt Center. That's an 8 p.m. Sign up on that list. And then Chris Cafe every Friday with Mac Chase, 25 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene, and that's a 9:30 sign up and also a free show. Okay, other comedy shows coming to the area that aren't open mics include Bridgetown Comedy Festival, May 8th through the 11th. That's, of course, this year, 2014. Check out bridgetowncomedy.com for full details. There's at least 50 to 100 comics that are all top-notch, super funny people. So get your tickets before they sell out, because they will. May 16th, it's Mac Chase's Comedy Extravaganza at the Tiny Tavern in Eugene with myself headlining, and Lucy Glass will be featuring. I think Mac will be hosting, and there'll be some other comics as well. That's a free show at the Tiny Tavern, 394 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. May 30th, it's the 7th installment of the Grandstand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's in Albany. The lineup is not complete yet, so I'm going to wait and tell you about that in a couple weeks, but it's going to happen, so make plans to be there. I'll be there. June 7th at the Hawthorne Theater, it's Michael Ian Black. He's a funny guy. Go see him. $20 tickets, $25 at the door. A bunch of great music shows coming up. I'm just going to rattle them off as fast as I can. If you want information on the shows, go to the internet and check it out, okay? See how fast I can do this. April 29th, Mastodon and Gojira at the Roseland Theater. Tickets are $25 and $40. May 2nd, Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge. I don't know how much the tickets are. You go find out. May 3rd, Fu Manchu at Dante's. $15 tickets. May 3rd also, but at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, is Nile, Season of Suffering and World of Lies. Tickets are $13.50 and $15. May 13th, Wayne Static of Static X will be performing the entire album Wisconsin Death Trip in its entirety at Hawthorne Theater. That's for you, Lance Thill. You would enjoy that. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. May 19th, what? Ron Keel with Frank Hannon of Tesla at the Tonic Lounge. Oh, my God. Butt Rock City. Maybe they'll be doing their country rock stuff. I don't know. It's a 9 o'clock show, though. Check it out. May 22nd, Kevin Seconds at the Hawthorne Theater from the band 7 Seconds. Everybody's going out on a solo tour. $10 in advance, $10 at the door. May 24th, World of Lies, Victims of Internal Decay, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank at the Ash Street Saloon. Tickets are $5 and $7. May 28th, Black Flag with Cinema and Horror. H-O-R, Whore, at Hawthorne Theater, $20 and $25 are those tickets. June 6th, Alvin Palooza 3 at the Lebanon Elks Lodge with Splintered Throne, Summer Soundtrack, and Internal Decay. Also going out solo acoustic this summer is King Buzzo from the Melvins. He'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on June 18th. Tickets are $12 and $15. This one just announced. Guitar god Yngwie Malmsteen coming to the Tonic Lounge on June 27th. And I'm not sure the dates, though, but sometime in August is Guitars Under the Stars. And they've got a lot of big names coming this year, including Bruce Boulay from Racer X, Jennifer Batten from Michael Jackson's band, Tony McAlpine, Shredder. That's just a bunch of high up there names of Shredder, so it's going to be a good time if you're into that. Not really my thing, but whatever. And then the big news for me, September 26th, Sickness in September kicks off. It's a Friday night up in Portland. I think it's going to be at Tonic Lounge. Headlining the night, Wehrmacht, Dead Conspiracy, Direct Support, and then Victims of Internal Decay. Got the 10 o'clock slot for that show. Spawn will be playing before us and probably about four other bands, because I think it's 30 bands over 3 days, so it's a big time annual festival. Sickness in September in Portland. You got a long time to plan ahead for that, so please do, and please be there. That's all I got for you. That was a lot of stuff. I read it as fast as I could, and it still took like 5 minutes, so it's got to last you for the next 2 weeks. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll talk to you on Monday again. Peace out.